So I've been doing stand-up for 18 years, and here's the thing is that you never know where you're going to perform at. Now, one of the places I perform at a lot right now is on cruise lines. So I actually work 3 different cruise lines. Has anybody here ever been on a cruise line before, just on vacation? You guys have? Okay, quite a few. Very nice. Sir, in the very nice green polo or gray polo, what is your name, sir?
Philip.
Good energy. I like it. Do you remember the cruise line you were on?
Yes. What?
Carnival. All right. That's it. Party ship. All right, I dig that. So here's the thing is that I've become notorious for being kind of a bully on the ships toward parents who bring their kids on their vacations. Like, I'm a huge jerk about it because I think you're doing nothing but wasting your money when you go on a vacation with your children. Does anybody here look at your kids and be like, I wish we did not bring you? It's okay to laugh. Oh, country's laughing. All right, now we're in the mix. All right, good. It's the truth. You parents, listen, as a parent, you love your children. But at the same time, you hate them also. Like, you don't want to deal with them. So here's one of the situations that really did it for me. I was doing a welcome aboard show, and I was goofing off with everybody just like this, right? I'll ask your name. I'll see how you're doing, the whole 9 yards, so we all get adjusted to each other. I see a mom and a dad and their one son. Their son is young. He's probably like 11 years old on this huge cruise ship. And as I'm goofing off with the parents, they're laughing. They're having a fantastic time, and I see that the son is not. He's just sitting there, just... So I see this face, and immediately I want to attack him, right? So I'm like, oh. I was like, oh, what's your name, buddy? He was like, oh, don't talk to me. He said this at the top of his voice in the theater during a show. And I was like, oh, bro, if I catch you in an elevator, it's over, right? So I end up finding out that his name is Justin. His parents yelled it out because they were embarrassed. So finally, I was like, you know what? He seems really stressed out from paying for the cruise. So I'm going to leave him alone. So the very next day, we end up in Costa Maya, Mexico, right? We pull up, and for those of you who don't know it, they put out a little bridge for you to get off the ship onto dry land. So as I'm following everybody in this line, just by chance, I end up behind this same couple and their son. And their son is being a total bully at that moment. And all he's doing is complaining and complaining. He's just like, oh, this is so dumb. I don't want to be here. The Wi-Fi's not working. Why is there so much water? I'm like... So the one thing that did it for me is that all of a sudden he goes, I told her I want to be here. I hate you guys. And he runs off. Now that bothered me. So I walked over to the parents when I got off the ship and I was like, hey guys, are you okay? And they recognized me from the show. They're like, oh, Vince, the comedian, right? I was like, yeah, are you guys all right? And the mom's like, you know what? No, we're not all right. We saved a lot of money to be on this cruise as a family. And our son is being a jerk and a bully. He doesn't appreciate it. And we just don't know what to do. So I was like, you should let me help. They're like, what do you want to do? I was like, does it matter? They're like, no, let's go, whatever you want to do. So I was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. I was like, Justin ran in that opposite direction, correct? They're like, yes. I was like, do you guys see that bar going that way, away from him? They're like, yeah. I was like, you go there, put yourself in a position where you can see us, but we cannot see you. They're totally amped up. They're like, oh, we can't wait, let's go. 1, 2, 3, break. They're already all smiles. They go into the bar, and Justin is still running around in a circle yelling about his parents. And the thing is that he's very confident because he still thinks he can see his parents. That confidence is gone once you don't realize that your parents are missing in action, right? Because he's still running around, I don't want to be here, I hate it here. Doesn't see his parents, energy changes, Then he starts to call out to his parents like he's a hurt baby seal. He's like, Dad. I see a single teardrop form and start to fall down his cheek. And I was like, oh, perfect. His spirit is broken. I'm going to go in for the kill, right? So I swoop in, right? I'm like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, oh, Justin, are you okay, buddy? He's like, I told my parents I want to be here. I hate him. I was like, oh, man. Did they not tell you what happened? He's like, oh, what do you mean? I was like, do you see that other cruise ship that's pulling away? I point at another cruise ship that is pulling away, and just by chance, there's a random couple waving goodbye to the crowd. He thinks it's his parents. He's like, oh, my God, no! He falls on the floor crying hysterically. His parents come out of the bar laughing hysterically. $60 cash, 2 shots of tequila. It was the best morning I've ever had. So.